In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I've been watching a program that has been airing on the Science Channel, and I don't know if you've been able to see it or not. I always tape it and then go back and watch it later. But the program is entitled Through the Wormhole. And Morgan Freeman, the famous actor, is the narrator. And it involves scientists, and they talk about how they believe that the world was created. And it's fascinating. I mean, some of these people, some of these scientists have devoted their entire life to studying the Big Bang, the theory of the Big Bang, whether it was one bang, whether it was multiple bangs. Scientists have different opinions all across the board, and they test their hypotheses, and they keep continuing to search and to probe and to do the very best that they can to really determine how the world was created, how this earth came here, and how we are in our present state today. So if you get a chance, watch it, because it's good to see a perspective of science. I take the perspective of faith, and I believe that, yes, there probably was a Big Bang, and yes, there probably was a great light that came about, and yes, there probably is noise that you can hear even when there's no noise with these certain machinery that they have, but I believe that God Himself created this world. And so, not taking anything away from them, but they can study and study and study all they want through science, but they cannot exactly come to concise answer. And we can study and study and study through Scripture, and we will get our answer. It is in the book of Genesis. So there are different theories, there are different opinions, but I find it fascinating to watch, and so I recommend this program also to you. They keep talking about a great light, and Jesus Christ describes Himself as light. We say Christ is the light of the world. And so, light in creation. Think about it for a moment. Think if everything was black, and then all of a sudden, you came out of the darkness and saw light. In today's gospel lesson, we hear a little something about that. We hear, and at the very beginning, the Lord said, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light, it will be full of light. This morning, I took a look at the Los Angeles Times newspaper, and on the very front page, the picture, if you look at it, is a police officer shining a light in someone's eye. He's pulled a driver over, and he is shooting a light into that person's eye. And why? To see if they were impaired. There is a big controversy now over marijuana, whether you're impaired if you smoke marijuana and you're driving, very much like with drinking alcohol. So the officers are shooting a light into the eye to see if the eye is sound. And if it is sound, then the whole body should be sound. We heard about that today. But if it's not, then the light is not in that person, and they have darkness. Step back for a moment and think about creation again. We have these bodies, and how on earth do they work? It's meticulous. I mean, there are so many different things that have to go right so that this body continues to work. God created this body. He created the whole world. He created all of life itself. How else could you explain it? It wouldn't come from a big explosion, would it? How would humankind be here? So this body was created by God Himself. And how does it work? It either works for good or for bad. So if it is bad, it is dark. If it is good, it is full of light. He goes on today in the scripture reading, and it says, "Therefore I tell you," and this is something that we all must take to heart and to heed, "do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall wear or where you're going to go tonight or what's happening 3 months from now." Yes, of course you have to plan, and of course you have to be ready, and of course you have to be prepared. You have to have food within your house. And God helps us in that way. But we don't have to obsess about it. We don't have to worry about every single little detail and push God aside because we have other things to do. We must focus on Him. He went on to say that the birds of the air don't worry. I provide their food for them. And He does. Of course, they have to work to get it. And we have to do the same. We have to work to get our food and our drink. And we have to work to take care of our homes. And we have to work continuously, but we must not lose the focus of what is most important. Because when they lower you into the ground, it doesn't matter how much money you had in your bank account. It might matter to the person that you will it to. But they will die too. So the most important thing is your salvation. And God, who created all of this world, also created the heavens. And He said, if you do these things and follow My word, you will be with Me forever. I just read a book about a little boy that did not die, but claimed that he went to heaven. And the story is beautiful. How he described heaven. How he described Jesus Christ, who was entirely love. And his father, trying to trick him, said — he's a Christian boy — his father trying to trick him said, "What did you do at nighttime?" And he said, "Father, you should know that there is no darkness in heaven, that Jesus and God His Father are light, and it never gets dark." And that's a beautiful metaphor for us to remember, that it never gets dark if you're with God and you are in the light. Even if your life is difficult now, the afterlife is a beautiful one. So take heed from today's gospel lesson. The very end, it says, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well." So, yes, work. Yes, take care of your family. Yes, fix your homes up. Do what you have to do in those regards, as far as earthly things go. But focus yourself and yourselves on the afterlife, because there you will be with God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, in heaven. Amen.